We take fellas have a gristmill, they burn it well. Mm-hmm. Well, they ain't make that wheat. I used to plant way back years ago, I planted my own wheat. Mm-hmm. And I got it thrashed. Mm-hmm. I'd catch the mill, and I'd sell the mill all but what I figured to protect the runners. Mm-hmm. And what I'd feed the runner, I'd bring me 100 pound maybe back, 150 pound back, and leave the rest out in the mill. As I needed flour, I'd go get me some more. Mm-hmm. Either way. And I always kept plenty. I never didn't have to buy none out of store. Mm-hmm. What you have on. But all those mills are dead away, burned up. It's on rivers where it was, and they run by water, you know, run them. But they either burned up or went just decayed. I believe, oh, somebody said the one I hear about on the Duck River, I hear those pots or something or another, maybe. I know it was at the Kingston Mill, if you call it something. Maybe they might still make a little, I don't know. But that's the only one that I've ever heard. The rest of them, all I know of, is just used to be one right down the river, one or two up above the Duck River, and they're all gone. You know, it's insane now. I don't ring anybody that raises wheat and cattle to meal, you know, like I did. We all, everybody, I wasn't the only one, everybody did.
Yeah.
Cattle, wheat, get a truck, hire a truck. And cat up and unload that, weigh it up and test it, and see what kind of grade is on, give you that. The higher it tested, the more flour per bushel they'd give you, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd make two different kinds of flour, that meal by cat, mine, Will Hart, Daisy and Lily Fairton. And Daisy is supposed to be the best of them, of course, we always got the best, Daisy flour.
How much wheat would you take?
I'd take about 25 bushels, I'd say, something like that, for bread.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'd keep about that much, of course.
Yeah.
We'd take all we made, you know.
Yeah.
We'd sell the rest out to him.
The corn you take, maybe you take 1 bushel or 2 bushels or something.
Wouldn't take over that, but usually about a bushel, bushel and a half to the meal and get them to grind it.
But did you ever have a word for the amount you'd take, whether not talking about it's 1 bushel or 1.5 bushels or whatever, did you ever have just another word you'd use? Did you ever say, I'm going to take a...
So many pounds or something
like
that?
Yeah, did you ever use the word turn?
Turn.
Turn of corn.
Turn of corn, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that's just I reckon more so if I had it, I'm going, yeah, that's what if somebody asked you, where you going, somebody's going to take a ton of corn to mill. Yeah, I've taught said that a million times. I don't know why we said it, but that's what they was taught, all of our fathers, you know, that's what we say that. Once you take a ton of corn to mill today, what my daddy tell me, well, I know what that meant. I said, go down there. He finally bought us a corn cellar. You stick a ton of hound like a sausage mill. You ever see when these old hand sausage mills, you grind sausage? Well, that's where they kind of make like his corn cellar. His corn cellar, you could clamp it on a box or something or other.
Mm-hmm.
And just stick your air corn up in and it just shell it right off. And the car would go off over here in the box, another box, and the corn would go in another place.
Yeah, do you use the car for anything?
Well, like I said, a lot of them made killing out of them.
And
I never did, but I know four other people kept them out all that built fire with the car. They soaked them in kerosene and put them up.
Animals can't eat the car at all, can
they? Well, you can. Now there's a lot of people crush them and feed them to cows.
Yeah.
I don't see there'd be a lot of help, but it wouldn't hurt them, I don't guess. Yeah. I've seen people buy the crushed car.
Hmm.
I never did. I never figured that'd benefit it.
Yeah. What would you call the amount of wood that you'd carry in both your arms?
Arm full of wood.
Okay. And say nowadays, if the light burned out in one of your... Well, that thing you have sitting on the table there, what do you call that?